Which celebrity do you think would taste best? And this is not a rhetorical question. An artist in the United Kingdom has made celebrity cheeses, wait for it, using bacteria from some well-known people. Blur bass player Alex James's bacteria was used to make a Cheshire cheese. A rapper, Professor Green, has been turned into a mozzarella. The singer from Madness, a cheddar, and a UK reality TV star has been used to make a Stilton. And if you didn't think that was bad enough, wait till you hear where they harvested the bacteria from. I don't want to turn you off the conversation just yet, because we've got the big question to ask first of Donna Dodson at Kenilworth Dairy, who make beautiful cheeses. Good afternoon, Donna.
Hello, how are you today?
I am very well. This celebrity bacteria being turned into cheese. The big question, of course, Donna, is would you call this cannibalism?
I would say it's very close. Is not my style of cheese.
Not your style of cheese. Good to hear, because I've been a bit of a fan. Look, is human bacteria used any differently here from, say, the bacteria usually used to make cheese?
Well, let's put it this way. I'm not sure that you could make a full cheese with just human bacteria. You'd actually have to mix it with the proper culture bacteria that's used for cheese anyway. So
where does that bacteria come from? Where does the culture come from?
Well, we have no cultures here in Australia. So all our cultures come from overseas, places like Switzerland, France. So we import those.
Really? So if culture, I've got my Waskily Wabbit voice on today. Really, yeah. if we didn't import culture, we wouldn't be able to make cheese?
No.
Wow.
So the culture is here in Australia, and I believe, don't quote me on this because I'm not a cheese maker, but I just do believe that they're not very successful cultures over here in Australia. And whether that's got something to do with the climate or the way they're growing, I have no idea.
So we import our bacteria from cultures overseas.
Yeah.
That is extraordinary.
Yeah.
And where do those cultures come from? As in what was the organic source, now that we know the actual country of origin?
well, because I'm not a cheese maker by trade, obviously I can't give you that answer, and that would have to come from a cheese maker, because they're qualified to make cheese. I'm definitely not.
Okay. Well, I'm a bit of a cheese fan, so we might do a whole series on cheese.
Well, we've got a couple of cheesemakers, so there you go. You can pick their brain.
We certainly will. So what's your role there at Kenilworth Dairies, Donna?
So I do tourism and marketing.
Uh-huh. So don't you think it's a great idea to market celebrity cheeses made out of a little bit of bacteria gathered from...
I can certainly see the fun in it, that's for sure, but I'm not sure that I want to eat it.
Well, do you want to know where they're gathering the bacteria from? Because this is just so bad.
Oh.
So bad it's good.
Are you going to tell us?
Yeah, I am. I can't resist. Nostrils, armpits, and belly buttons.
Oh, that is so wrong.
I couldn't put it in my mouth. I just couldn't do it.
That's terrible.
Even though it's hilarious. I'm relieved to hear that here in Australia, whilst our cultures come from overseas to get that bacteria on the move, at this stage they do not come from human beings. Thanks so much, Donna. We're going to dig a little bit deeper into this topic. We'll speak to some cheesemakers. Donna Dobson joining us this afternoon.